弟兄，咱们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
明天就是圣诞节，祝大家圣诞快乐。
Tomorrow is Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas to you all.
那么对我们信徒来说呢，好，圣诞节是一个非常特别的日子。
Now, to the believers, Christmas is a very special day.
在这个时候我们会想到庆祝啊，耶稣基督的诞生。
And we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on that day.
上个礼拜六我们教会啊有庆祝的活动，弟兄姊妹借着不同的方式来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
So we had a special event last weekend, and we use various ways to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
那现在整个这个世界呢，已经把啊圣诞节变成一个商业化的一个节日。
Now in this world, Christmas has become a commercialized season.
那各样的商家呢，他们用各种办法，五花八门的办法来做商业活动啊，推销他们的产品。
Now the businesses would try use various ways to market their products.
那作为我们信徒人来说呢，我们很容易受到这个商业化环境的影响，会不知不觉的跟着社会的潮流走。
Now even for the believers, we can easily influence by this social trend.
你说我们的圣诞节最忙碌的事是什么
？Now what are we doing? Busy doing during Christmas time.
有人说是走亲访友啊，与家人相聚，与朋友相聚。
Now some people would say that visiting friends and gathering with the families.
实际上是呢，对很多人来说，在这个节日是啊最忙的事儿，是为别人准备礼物，与别人交换礼物。
Now many others are busy preparing gift and exchanging gifts with others.
我想大家可能有这样的经历，随着年龄的增加呢，我们发现为别人预备礼物变得越来越难。
Now, once, you know, once we sometimes realize when we get older, it becomes difficult to prepare gifts for others.
什么原因呢
？Why?
因为我们能够买的礼物的种类差不多都买过了。
Because we have almost bought everything.
我已经不知道到底为朋友、为家人准备什么样的礼物。
There's no new gifts we can prepare for the family.
我不知道你有没有这样的经历哈。
Now I don't know you have such experience or not.
当然，为别人准备礼物的时候，我们也常常会收到从别人给的礼物。
Now when you give gifts to others, you also receive gifts from others.
我们都有这样的经历，刚收到礼物的时候，心里面特别兴奋，但是没过多久呢，就已经什么再也没有机会去摸它，更不用说去用它了。
Now many of us have received gifts with excitement, but after some time.You don't even touch it anymore.
不仅在圣诞节的时候，我们会积累很多礼物，就是平时我们也不知不觉的在积累很多的东西。
Now, not only on Christmas time that we gather many things, but also during daytime, daily life, we also gather many things.
我想我们有很多人都搬过家，可能又搬过好多次。
Now, I know many of you have moved, and some of you moved many times.
那搬家时候最头痛的事是什么？
Now, what's the headache you have when you move things?
打包对不对？整理东西。
Now, packing.
因为太多太多东西了。
Now, because you have too many things to pack.
我们每次都想扔掉一些东西，但是发现非常很难扔掉。
Now, many times you want to get rid of some of the stuff, but it's difficult to get rid of the stuff.
结果是每次搬家以后，东西变得更多。
Now, every time you move, you actually accumulate many more things.
我们刚到美国的时候提了两个箱子，后来过了几年以后的话，几车都拉不下。
Now, when we just moved to the U.S., I only had two suitcases. Now, after we stayed here for many years, when we move, we have many carloads of things.
假如我们自己在自己的家里面稍微检查一下看看呢，我们会发现有很多东西我们都没有摸过，更不用说用过了。
Now, if you really examine the things in your house, you most likely find that you haven't touched a lot of things for many times.
可能有很多东西我们都早就忘记它的存在。
So sometimes you even forget they exist.
想看什么原因我们会储存那么多东西呢
？Now, what is the reason why we store up so many things?
有人可能不敢说哈。
So a lot of them you probably don't want to say it.
原因很简单，就是因为贪心。
Because of greed.
那贪心会让我们不知不觉的去寻求一些东西，贪心呢会让我们不知不觉的在积累越来越多的东西。
Now, greed makes us want to seek more stuff and to gather more stuff.
那在世人的观念里面，在地上积累的东西越多，就会越富足。
Now, from the earthly view, the more things, the more possessions you have, the richer you are.
所以世人呢，用各种各样的途径啊，各种各样的办法，在不断的积累财富。
Now, so people on earth are trying to gather all kind of things, use various ways.
有人会借着演讲、写书啊，向别人啊介绍经验，如何发财致富，如何成为一个富有的人。
Now, some people they give seminars, give speeches, and to teach people how to get rich.
那有人是要记得接吸那些名人去啊，寻找致富的道路。
Now some other people are trying to make friends with celebrities to find ways to make money.
我不知道大家知不知道，有很多人想啊去认识巴菲特。
Now some of you might have heard Warren Buffett.
想跟他一块吃饭。
And want to have lunch with him.
什么原因那些人想接吸巴菲特跟他一起用餐呢？
Now, for what reasons that those people want to connect with Warren Buffett and have a lunch with him?
原因很简单，他们想出名，想啊发财，想更加富有。
Because the reason is very simple, because they want to be famous, they want to make more money.
那在从2000年开始啊，已经有20几位从世界各地的来的人呢，跟巴菲特单独用餐。
Now, since year 2000, there's over like 20 some people who had lunch with Warren Buffett.
那每一次呢都会要竞标，那出价最高的人最后会得到跟他单独用餐的机会。
Now you have to go through a bidding war. The winner will have a chance to have lunch with Warren Buffett.
到目前为止呢，有四名中国人啊跟他吃过饭。
Now so far there are 4 Chinese who had a lunch with Warren Buffett.
那在2006年呢，一位姓段的男士花了62万美金给他吃了一顿饭。
Now in 2006, Mr. Duan spent $62,000 to have lunch with Warren Buffett.
到2019年呢，有位姓孙的男士花了456万美金跟他吃了一顿饭。
Now in 2019, Mr. Sun spent $4,056,000 to have lunch with Warren Buffett.
那后来因为疫情的关系，那个中断了两年。
Now, because of COVID, there are 2 years in between. There's Warren Buffett didn't have lunch with anybody.
结果到去年2020年呢，有一位不愿意具名的人士呢，花了1900万给他吃了顿饭。
Now in 2020, there an anonymous person who spent $19 million to have lunch with.
我们听了这个数字，觉得非常不可思议，是不是
？Now when you look at the numbers, it's unbelievable.
什么原因这些人愿意花这么多钱跟他吃一顿饭
？Now, who would want to spend so much money to have a lunch with Warren Buffett?
上面我们也提到，原因非常简单，他们想成为更有名望的人，想成为更加富有人。
Now, reason is very simple because they want to gather more fame and more money.
那在世人看来，在地上积累的财富越多啊，就会越富，这个成为一个富人。
Now.From an earthly view, the more things you gather, the more possessions you have, the richer you are.
问题是真的吗
？Is it true?
我们借着一段经文来思考一下啊，来看一下到底是什么是真正的富人啊？富人会过选择过什么样的生活
？Now let's reflect upon what is a truly a rich man by reading some scriptures.
啊，今天看的主要经文就在路加福音啊，12章13到21节。
Now let's read the Luke chapter 12, 13 to 21.
那么盼望这段经能提醒我们，什么样的人是真正的富人啊？一个人如何能够成为一个真正的富人
？We hope that the scriptures will tell us how to become a rich man and what is truly a rich man.
那我们先读一遍今天的经文，我来读中文，请刘雷啊弟兄读英文。
So let's read the Bibles together, and I will read it in Chinese, and Brother Larry will read it in English.
路加福音12章13节，众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，跟你们分家业呢
？”Now Luke chapter 12, verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brothers to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?"
于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主，家财丰盛。”
So then he said to them, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And he told them in parable,
yeah,
the ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop.
十七节这里说自己心里思想说我这出产没有地方收藏怎么办呢
And he thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.
又说我要这么办要把我的仓房拆了另盖更大的在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物然后对我的灵魂说灵魂呐、啊、你有许多财物积存可做多年的费用只管安逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Verse 18, then he said, this is what I do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
神却对他说无知的人啊今夜必要你的灵魂你所预备的要归谁呢凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
我们一起来祷告。天父我们感谢你将你的话语赐给我们求你的圣灵在我们心里做工来带领我们。
God, we give thanks to you. Please bless us with your words and to have your Holy Spirit lead us.
愿你的话语在我们心里面来激励我们帮助我们。
So your words can excite us and help us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
好路加福音十二章的十三节这里啊十二章的二十一节这里说做人中有一个人对耶稣说夫子请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。
Now in Luke chapter 12 verse 21, it says,someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
当时呢耶稣跟门徒们在去耶路撒冷的途中那么有一个庞大的人群呢在那儿听他讲道。
Now, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, so there was a large crowd listening to him.
所以当时众人中有一个人出来就啊请耶稣呢为他和他的兄长分家。
Now, among the crowd, there is a person step forward to ask Jesus to help divide his inheritance.
那在以色列的传统里面、啊、弟兄之间分家是非常平常的事儿那分家本身呢没有什么问题。
Now, in the Israelite tradition, it's a common thing to divide inheritance among brothers.
那但是要求耶稣为他分家那个人他的问题出在哪里他分家的背后有什么动机
Now, what is special about this person who stepped forward to ask Jesus to help divide the inheritance? What is the reason? What is motive?
那下面将会告诉我们答案。那我们先看一下当时耶稣是如何回应那个人的。
Now, let's look at how Jesus responded.
路加福音十二章的十四节，耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们的断事官，给你们分家业呢？”
Now, Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge and arbiter between you?"
那这断事官就是法官啊！耶稣问那个人一个问题：谁立我做法官为你们分家
？Now Jesus asked a question here. Who asked me to be the judge to divide the inheritance for you?
那从耶稣的这个问题来看，他不会答应那个人的要求啊，不会为他们兄弟之间处理啊这个家业。
Now based on Jesus' response, we can say that Jesus will not answer his request.
所以从下面我们知道耶稣要让人明白呢他来到世上的目的不是为人处理在地上的事情。
Now Jesus wants people to understand that the purpose is come to earth is not to help people deal with things on earth.
所以他要让人知道他啊当在乎是天上的事情啊当把心思放在天上。
He wanted people to understand that they would need to put their heart in heaven to think about heavenly things.
所以紧接着他把话呢转向身边的众人给他们一个警告。
Then he gave a warning to the people near him.
在十二章十五节这里说，于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
Then in verse 15, then he said to them, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
所以从这句话来看，我们啊能看出来，要求耶稣分家那个人当时是什么样的心态。
Now, based on Jesus' response, we know what kind of a motive the person who asked Jesus to divide the inheritance.
他是一个贪心的人，否则耶稣就不会这样对众人讲话了，就不需要这样警告他们了。
Now, he's a man of greed, because otherwise Jesus would not say such words to the crowd.
那上面讲过，分家本身不是什么问题，那么分家的原则呢，在摩西律法里面有清楚的规定，家里的兄长呢，长子呢，得到双份的财业，其他的弟兄兄弟姊妹兄弟们得到一份。
Now, there's nothing wrong with dividing the inheritance among brothers. By Moses' law, the firstborn will get double portion, and the remaining sons get a single portion.
那很显然，要求耶稣分家那个人呢，他不想遵守摩西的律法。换句话说，他想要求耶稣改变分家的条例。
Now, you know, obviously, the person who asked Jesus to divide the inheritance did not want to follow the Moses' law. He wanted Jesus to alter the law here.
我们知道耶稣来，他不是要废除律法，他是要成全律法，让律法变得更完备。
Now we know that when Jesus came to earth, he did not want to do away with the law, but he wants to make the law complete.
所以耶稣显然不会答应那个人的要求，也不会满足他贪心的这个愿望。
Now therefore, you know, we can say that Jesus would not answer his such request.
那什么是贪心呢？
Now what is a greed?
当一个说一个人贪心的时候，是说他想得到他不该得到的东西。
Now when we see a person is greedy, that means he is asking for things he does not deserve to have.
那我们知道一个人得到自己属于自己的东西是合法合情合理的。
Now we know that it's reasonable and legal for someone to have things that he deserves to have.
但是他假如他想得到的东西不该是他的，超过了他当得的，那就是贪心，就是犯罪。
But if a person wants to have things that he did not deserve to have, that is greed.
那耶稣接着回答那个人的问题呢，警告众人呢要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
Now by answering that person's question, Jesus warned everybody to watch out, to guard against all kinds of greed.
那这里谨慎自守是一个命令，所以要小心，要当心。一不小心就会掉在贪心的境况里。
Now, to watch out, that is a command to the crowd. That means if you need to be very careful, very cautious, if you're not careful, you will fall in the pitfalls of greed.
那免去呢是要警惕抵挡，全力抵挡耶稣在提醒每个人要警醒，全力抵挡，否则就会落到贪心的光景里面。
And also you need to guard against greed, because if you're notGuard with a full force, full restraint, you can also fall in the pitfalls of greed.
那在这里呢，耶稣不仅是让众人抵挡对物质的贪婪，而且要抵挡一切的贪婪，弃绝各种各样的贪婪，包括对物质、对名誉、对地位的贪心。
Now, Jesus warned everybody to guard against all kinds of greed. The greed not only after material things, also after fame and status.
那什么原因耶稣要众人要抵挡一切的贪心呢？
Now, why would Jesus say that people need to guard against all kinds of greed?
那十五节的后半句这里说他给了一个原因，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Jesus presented a reason, he said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
那从下面的经文我们知道这里的家道呢是讲到在地上的物质财富。
Now, the possessions we talked about here, it means these earthly things.
那家道丰富当然是讲到在地上富有，有很多很多的财富。
Now, with the abundance of possessions means the person is very wealthy, he owns many things.
那这里的生命从下面经文我们知道，讲的不是我们肉体的生命，是讲属灵的生命，是在神里的生命。
Now, the word life here does not mean his bodily life, that means his spiritual life, a life in Christ.
所以一个人属灵的生命呢，不会靠他在地上的财富。一个人在地上富有呢，不会帮助他属灵生命的富有。
Now, one's spiritual life has nothing to do with his earthly possessions, and his earthly possessions would not help him to gain spiritual life.
那什么样的人是一个真正的富人？一个真正的富人会有什么样的生活方式
？Now, what is a true rich man, and what kind of life does a true rich man have?
耶稣要用一个比喻来表达他的观点。
Now Jesus used a parable to tell us.
那在路加福音十二章十六到二十节这一段里面，耶稣讲了一个比喻，说有一个财主，他家产田产丰盛。
Now in Luke chapter 12 from verse 16 to 20, Jesus said, there is a rich man who had a rich crop.
因为那个人呢太富有了，他没有啊地方储存他的粮食财产，他就要计划盖更大的仓房来储存他的财物。
Now he had so many things, he has no place to store them, so we want to tear down the old one and build a bigger barns and storehouses to store all his goods.
这个财主这样做的目的是什么
？Now what is the purpose of his such action?
因为什么？第十九节就告诉我们，他对自己的灵魂在说话，这个灵魂讲的是自己啊，或者是属灵的生命。
The reason is that he wants to do so is as said in the verse 19. He's talking to his own self.
He's 他在自言自语对自己讲话。
Yeah, he's talking to himself.
他说我已经积累了很多的财产，以后啊再不需要担心忧虑了，可以一生安逸的快快乐乐的过日子。
So he said to himself, he said, "You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry."
这个财主看起来非常聪明，也非常自信，是不是
？Now we can see that this rich man is very smart. He is very confident.
他的事业非常成功啊。积存了很多的财富，他有一个美好的计划，不需要再为后半生忧虑。
Now his career was very successful, and he has a very nice plan. He prepared for his later life, and he need not worry about it anymore.
那从世界的眼光来看呢，我们很多人会羡慕这个财主的人生，会羡慕他的富有，会渴望他的生活。
Now from the earthly perspective, many of us would admire such a person's life, his success, and his lifestyle.
这个财主呢，花了一生的心血，积累了那么多财富，但是他自己能享受到吗？事情是他想象的样子吗
？Now, this rich man had spent so much time planning for his life, and he was now did things happen as he planned?
这里怎么说？在第二十节这里，神却对他说。无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢
？Now in verse 20, but God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you, and who will get what you have prepared for yourself?"
神却对他说，那个却是一个转折啊，但是说明这个事情不是财主想象的样子。
But here's the word but.Means that things did not happen as planned by the rich man.
神在这称呼那个人，才说是一个无知的人。什么是无知的人
？Now God called him a fool. Now who is a fool?
用通俗的话讲，这个人呢是一个傻子，是一个愚昧的人，是一个没有智慧的人。
Now fool is a foolish person, ignorance without wisdom.
什么原因神在这称呼那个财主是一个无知的人
？So why did Jesus call him a fool?
神对他说：“今夜我必要你的命。”
Because God said to him, "Your life is will be demanded of you tonight."
这样，你预备的一切的财物要归给谁用呢
？Now everything you have prepared, who will get them?
今夜是表明事情会马上发生，会随时就会发生。那必要呢？是一定，没有任何疑问。
Now tonight means things will happen right away, will happen any hour, and will means the things will.Is destined to happen, no doubt.
神对财主讲：“今天晚上我要你的命，这一定是财主做梦都想不到的事儿。”
Now, when God said, "I will take your life," it's beyond the imagination of the rich man.
所以这个财主的一生花了一生的心血在精心的打算计划，但是在他的计划还没有实现的时候，他还没有机会享受的时候，他的生命就结束了。
Now, the rich man might have spent his whole life planning for this, and However, before his plans realize, he has no more opportunity to enjoy all this, and his life will end.
那个财主呢，可能还年轻力壮啊，已经积累了很多的财富，已经在计划他的退休生活。
Now, this rich man might have been quite young. He has gathered up many possessions, and is planning for his life beyond retirement.
但是他的一切计划。要全部落空，他一生的忙碌要全归无有，他根本就没有机会来享受他的一切。
But all he had planned fell short of his own plan, and he has no opportunity to enjoy what he has gathered all his life.
说看到这个财主的境况，我们心里面会替他感到惋惜，感到遗憾。
Now we might feel pitiful for this rich man.
但想想看，有没有可能这个财主就是我们自己？
Now, have you ever thought about that? We might be rich here.
我们自己有没有可能落在这个财主的光景里面？
We may fall in the same situation as the rich man.
那今天的人，包括我们每一个信主人，我们不会像那个财主那样去怎么扩建他的仓房来储藏他的粮食和财富。
Now, many of us here may not acting like the rich man by tearing down your own storehouse and build bigger ones.
但是我们会有什么？用很多不同的方式，用各种各样的方式来在地上储存金钱财富。
However, you might use many various ways to build up wealth and possessions on earth for yourself.
除了储存这些物质财富以外，我们可能还想办法去什么？寻求一些地位、名誉等等。
Not only do we gain material things, but also we are seeking fame and status on earth.
当我们在不断积累的时候，我们是否会想到我们自己有可能掉到财主的光景里面？是否会想到我们所积累的一切将跟我们没有什么关系？
When we're doing all this, have we ever thought about that all the things we stored up will have nothing to do with us one day?
我相信我们都听说过一些类似啊财主这样的例子。
We probably all have heard of stories as in a similar fashion like the rich man.
我想我们一般都不会把这样的事情呢跟自己联系在一起。
So we probably never thought that it has anything to do with us.
总是觉得这样的事情啊不会连到我们。
So we always think that things like that would not happen to us.
那这里的经文是对什么？是对我们今天的每个人说的，包括每个信主的人。
However, the verses here are for everyone, including the believers.
所以今天呢，啊，我们当中有一些年轻人哈，有些初中生，有高中生，那听了耶稣这样的教导以后，觉得哎，这个离我太遥远了，跟我没什么关系。
Now, sitting among us, there are many young people like who maybe are going to high school or middle school. They're thinking that, oh, wow, things like that will never have nothing to do with me. It's just going to happen a long time after.
So, 有人可能想，我现在才十几岁，一没钱，二没什么，没车，什么都没有，这样的交流跟我有什么关系？
So, they may think that I'm only a teenager. I have no cars, no money. That the story like this have nothing to do with me.
假如我们持有这样的观念呢，我们就会很容易受到这个社会潮流的影响，就会不知不觉地掉在了那个财主的观念里面。
Now, if you have such thought, you may fall in the pitfalls like the rich man to be influenced by the social trend.
所以从现在开始呢，我们就当持守耶稣的教导，要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
Now, at a young age, we need to watch out and guard against all kinds of greed.
那有人可能会问，那这样的话，在地上是不是就不需要累积财富了？是不是就等到过穷日子了
？So now, many people would think, okay, if with such a thought, now do we need to gather any possessions at all?Do we just simply live in poverty?
那这里经文他没有告诉我们我们不可以积累财富，也没有说我们在地上的时候不可以拥有财富。
Now, the scripture here did not tell us that we cannot gather possessions and wealth. The focus here is how we use and are our possessions.
对，所以问题的焦点是什么？我们积累财富的目的是什么？我们用什么样的心态对待来使用所拥有的财富？
So, the question we need to reflect upon is how should we use the possessions we have?
耶稣让我们要思考的问题是什么？在地上生活的时候，我们不是为自己积财，而是要为神积财。
Now, Jesus wants us to think that we are not gathering possessions for ourselves; we're gathering possessions toward God.
那什么叫为神积财？
Now, what does it mean to gather possessions?Toward God.
路加福音十二章的二十一节这里说，凡为自己积财，在神面前不富足的也是这样。
Now, Luke chapter 12 verse 21 said, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
那借着这个财主的比喻，耶稣在众人面前得出一个结论，说为自己积累财富，在神面前不富足的人也是这样。
Now, Jesus drew a conclusion here. He said, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
这样简单的一句话呢，可以让我们好好的反思，可以让我们去思考很多的问题。
This such a simple sentence can help us to reflect on many things.
第一个问题是什么叫在神面前富足？
Now, the first question here is, what does it mean to be rich toward God?
那从这些经文的前面句我们也可以推测呢，在神面前不富足呢，就是在神面前没有积财，没有积累财富。
Now, based on the first part of the sentence here, we know that not rich toward God means not gathering possessions before God.
那什么叫在神面前积累财富？
Now, what does it mean to gather possessions before God?
我们过一会儿回答这个问题，我们先看一下第二十一节后半句啊，这有这几个字，也是这样，也是那样。
Now, also we see a few other words in verse 21, and it says here, this is how.
那在耶稣讲的财主的比喻里面，我们刚才讲到那个财主呢，他为自己扩建仓房来储存他更多的粮食财物，因为一夜之间丧了命，而没有机会能享受他的财物，白白的荒废了一生。
Now we know in the parables of the rich man, and the rich man spent all his life and gathered things for himself, but he wastes his whole life and without benefiting from it.
耶稣说呢，假如一个人在神面前没有积累财富，也会像财主一样，最后一无所获，白白浪费自己的人生。
And by using the parable, and Jesus telling us that if you don't gather wealth and possessions before God, you'll be just like the rich man. You waste your whole life without getting anything out of it.
那换句话讲呢，就是在神面前没有积财的人，到最后在神面前什么也得不着。
Now, in other words, if you did not gather wealth and possessions before God, you would not get anything out of it.
那什么叫在神面前积累财富？
Now, what does it mean to store up things before God?
在路加福音的十二章后面，十二章的33节可以帮助我们回答这个问题。
Now, the Luke chapter 12 verse 33 can help answer this question.
那里这样说，你们要变卖所有的，周济人。为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。
Now, verse 33, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys.
这是当时耶稣对他的门徒讲的话，当然也是对今天我们每个人说的话。
Now, Jesus taught this to his disciples. Also, Jesus saying the same words to us as well.
那他这里啊，告诉我们，当变卖所有的财产去帮助那些有需要的人。
Now, it says here that Jesus said, sell your possessions to help others.
这里讲的变卖所有的财产呢，不是说把所有的家财全部卖掉，没有任何保留。
Now, sell your possessions does not mean sell all of your possessions without a reservation.
我们的一切的资源都是来自神的啊！神赐给我们财富，让我们有全去支配、去管理、使用。
Now all our possessions come from God. God gave us authority over the things we have, so we know how to use them.
问题是我们要如何来使用神给我们的财富
？Now the focus here is how we should use the possessions God gave us.
那耶稣在这的教导告诉我们，我们除了自己使用以外，我们要想到别人，要想到用神给的财富去帮助那些有需要的人。
Now, Jesus is teaching us that we shall use the possessions we have not for ourselves only, but also to help the others in need.
当我们这样行的时候，我们就在神面前积财，就是在神面前变得富足。
By doing so, we'll store up things before God to become wealthy toward God.
所以当我们愿意为神积财的时候，会有什么结果呢？
Now, when we store up possessions before God, what would happen after?
那在33节后半句这里说，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。
Now in the later half of verse 33, it says, provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys.
所以当我们在地上为神积财的时候，神会在天上为我们预备财宝，预备那个丰富的福气。
So when we are store up possessions for God on earth, God will prepare treasure and blessings in heaven for us.
那这里告诉我们呢，天上是非常安全的，那里呢没有盗贼来偷窃，也没有虫子来损坏。
God is telling us here that entering heaven is very safe because there no thief comes near and no moth destroys.
我们在地上为神积财的时候，就等于什么？在天上开了个银行账户。
When we gather possessions for God on earth, it's as if God opened a bank account for us in heaven.
有需要的时候，我们可以随时来支取。
We can deposit and withdraw any time.
我们知道，在地上的银行就是再安全，也可能会倒闭。
We know the on earth, bank can go bankrupt regardless how safe the bank is.
但是天上的银行呢是绝对可靠啊，天上的银行是永远不会倒闭的。
But our bank in heaven is always dependable and will never go bankrupt.
那什么原因一个人可以在神面前积累财富呢
？Now, what kind of reasons will make a person to want gather possessions before God?
路加福音十二章的三十四节这里说，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心就在哪里。
Now in Luke chapter 12 verse 34, it says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
那这句话怎么来理解呢
？Now how do you understand the sentence?
那主耶稣是接着上面的经文啊说的。
Now Jesus said so based on what he said earlier.
假如一个人啊看中的东西在地上，那他的心思意念呢就会在地上，就会为地上的事情呢在劳苦拼命。就会为在地上呢积累财富。
Now, if a person attaches great importance to things on earth, his all mindset will be on earth, and he will labor for things on earth and gather things on earth.
就像我们刚才提到那个财主那个样子。
Just as the rich man did.
那么相反的，假如一个人他看中的是天上的事情，啊，是天上的赏赐，那么他的心呢就会心系在天，天天会思考天上的事儿。
Now, to the contrary, if a person focuses on things in heaven, his heart will be in heaven and will think heavenly things all the time.
当我们心系在天的时候，我们在地上就会用天国的眼光来看、来处理周围的事情。
Now, when our heart is in heaven, we will use the heavenly perspective to deal things on earth.
所以，当我们心系在天的时候，啊，一个人心系在天的时候，他就会愿意在地上为神积财，就会合理的去使用。神给的财富啊，愿意去帮助那些有需要的人。
Now, when one's heart is in heaven, he'll be willing to store up things for God on earth, and he'll use his possessions reasonably to help the people who are in need.
当我们那样做的时候，就是在什么？我们做在别人身上的时候，就是做在主的身上。
When you do things on the others, you're doing these things on God.
另外，在神面前积财呢，不仅是在。刚才讲不仅是在物质上积财，也可以包括在神面前积累时间、精力、才干。
Now, when we say that we store things for God, now it does not only mean material things, but also include your time, your energy, your talents.
将神赐给我们的啊时间、精力、才干用在有需要的人身上。就等于用在了主人身上。
Now, when you use your time, your energy, your talents on the people who are in need, that means you're storing things for God.
比如说，当我们愿意花时间与哀哭的人一起哀哭的时候，就是在神面前积财。
Now, for example, if you're willing to mourn with the person who's mourning, you are storing possessions for God.
当我们愿意花时间。去陪伴那些需要陪伴的人的时候，我们就是在为神积财。
Now, when you're spending time to accompany people who are in need, you are storing things for God.
当我们愿意被神忠心使用的时候，我们就是在神面前积财。
When you are willing to be used by God, you are gathering things for God.
那有人会问，一个人如何就说啊，在就什么人，什么样的人才可能在神面前积财
？Now, what kind of person would be willing to store up things for God?
只有认识神、跟神有关系的人，这样的人才可能在神面前积财。
Only when the person knows God and has a relationship with God, then he would be willing to store up things for God.
那一个人如何？能够认识神，如何能够跟他建立关系呢
？Now how can a person know God and have a relationship with Him？
只有一个途径是借着耶稣基督，除他以外没有别的途径。
The only way is through Jesus Christ. No, there's no other way.
在路加福音十二章第八和第九节， 也是耶稣在对门徒讲话，他说：“我又告诉你们，凡在人面前认我的，人子在神的使者面前也必认他；在人面前不认我的，人子在神的使者面前也必不认他。”
Now in Luke chapter 12, verse 8 to 9, I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before man, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But who disowns me before man will be disowned before the angels of God.
那人子呢，这里讲的是指的耶稣呢，神的使者呢，是代表神，说的就是天父自己。
Now the Son of Man here means Jesus. The angels of God means the God's representative, which in other words is God himself.
那假如一个人愿意在人的面前承认耶稣，耶稣就会在天父面前承认他。
Now, if a person acknowledges Jesus, and Jesus will acknowledge him before Heavenly Father.
所以假如一个人呢，在人面前不愿意承认耶稣，那耶稣在天父面前也不会承认他。
However, a person disowns Jesus before man, and Jesus will disown him before God.
所以从耶稣说的来看，他是与人与神之间的中保桥梁。
Now, based on what Jesus said here, we know that Jesus is the mediator, the bridge before man and God.
所以一个人呢，只有承认耶稣，只有认识耶稣，才可能到父神的面前与他建立关系。
Now, so we can say that it's only when a person acknowledges Son of Man, know Jesus Christ, and then he can be reconciled with God to have a relationship with him.
那什么叫承认人子，或者什么叫承认耶稣呢？
Now, what does it mean by acknowledging Son of Man, Jesus?
一个人承认耶稣的时候，说明什么？他接受和相信耶稣的身份和他在地上所做的一切事情。
Now, when a person say that he acknowledged Jesus, that's to say that he's willing to accept the identity of Christ and what he has accomplished on earth.
他一定会相信耶稣是神的儿子，基督。救主弥赛亚，相信耶稣为他的罪死在十字架上，三天后从死里复活，并且还会再来。
He believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he's the Savior Messiah. He believes that Jesus died for his sins on the cross and after three days he resurrected and he will come back again.
要想与神建立关系啊，唯有借着耶稣基督，没有任何别的途径。
There's no other way other than through Jesus Christ to have a relationship with God.
那在约翰福音十四章第六节，这里也是耶稣在对门徒讲话。他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Now Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
在这里，耶稣讲得非常清楚，他是到父神面前的唯一的途径。假如不记得他，没有一个人可以到神的面前；假如不记得他为人赎罪，没有人可以与父神和好，跟他建立个人关系。
Now Jesus said here very clearly that he is the only way to go before God. If without his redemption, and no one can be reconciled with a heavenly Father and to have a relationship with him.
今天这段信息对你有什么帮助？什么是真正的富人？
Now how can today's messages help you? So who is a true rich man?
真正的富人不是在地上积财的人，不是在地上家道丰富的人。
Now a true rich man is not a person who stores up things for himself on earth, and is who has abundance of possessions.
一个真正的富人是在神面前积财的，是体贴关爱人的人，是愿意被神忠心使用的人。
Now a true rich man is the person who stores up things before God, who is considerate and care for others, and who is willing to be used by God.
在地上为神积财的人呢，会得到神在天上为他预备的财宝。
And who store things for God will be rewarded with treasure in heaven.
刚才我们讲了，天上的财宝没有盗贼来偷，没有虫子来损坏，是绝对有绝对的安全，永远不会朽坏的财宝。
And we know the treasure in heaven is always safe. There are no thief comes near, and no moth destroys. It's last forever.
一个人如何才能成为真正的富人？
Now, how can a person become a true rich man?
要想成为真正的富人呢，不是去靠认识巴菲特。
Now, to become a true rich man, it's not by knowing Warren Buffett.
一个人要想成为真正的富人，他的身份地位 必须先要被改变。
Now, in order to become a rich man, your identity must have be changed first.
要想成为一个真正富人，必须要先认识耶稣基督，先与他建立个人的关系。
You must know Jesus Christ first to have a relationship with him.
认识耶稣基督呢，啊，与他有了关系的人呢，就成了真正的富人。
A person who knows Jesus and has a relationship with him will become a true rich man.
有了耶稣就有了一切，啊，得到耶稣呢，就等于得到了一切。
Because if you have Jesus, you have everything. Having Jesus meaning you have everything.
格罗西书第二章的第九和第十节这样描述：因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权的元首。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
这里讲神一切的丰盛都是有形有体的居住在耶稣基督的里面。
And it says here that for in Christ the fullness of deity lives in bodily form.
有形有体呢，是说的是实实在在的事情，不是虚无缥缈的事情。
Now bodily things means you tangible things, it's not imaginary.
说在耶稣基督里的人呢，得到了一切的丰盛，因为他是万物的主宰。
The person who is living Christ have everything, all the possessions, because Jesus Christ has authority over all things.
既而认识耶稣基督的人，那已经得到了一切的丰盛。这样的人呢，在地上的时候就会为神记载。
Now, since a person who knows Jesus Christ has possession for everything, now such a person will be willing to store up things for God on earth.
感谢神，在这个特别日子，在耶稣基督我们庆祝耶稣基督诞生的日子呢，有三位姊妹，他们愿意要记在心里来公开宣告，他们要认耶稣基督为他们个人的救主。
Now, thanks to God on this special day, on the day of celebrate birth of Jesus Christ, there are three sisters who are willing, will be willing to accept a public baptism.
他们已经在神面前认罪悔改，已经承认耶稣是神的儿子，也承认耶稣为他们的罪死在十字架上，并且三天以后会从死里复活。
See, they have repented for their sins. They acknowledge Jesus Christ died for their sins on the cross, and after 3 days, he resurrected.
那么他们不仅愿意是接受耶稣使他们个人的救主，他们还愿意一生在地上一生的都愿意跟随他去服侍他。
Not only accept Jesus Christ and there's the personal Savior, they are also willing to follow Jesus for all their lives.
那从今天开始呢，这三位姊妹就成了真正的富人。
Now from today on, all three sisters become truly rich women.
因为神在天上为他们预备了丰盛的、永不朽坏的财宝。
Because God has prepared everlasting, non-exhausting treasure in heaven for you.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.
天父，我们感谢你将这段宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for you give us a precious words to us today.
让我们明白我们在地上积财是为了什么。
So to help us understand why we store up things on earth.
什么样的人才可以在神面前积财？
What kind of people can store up things for God?
我们感谢你，你的话语告诉了我们答案。
We thank you because your words tell us, give us the answers.
唯有借着耶稣基督，我们才可能成为真正的富人。
Only through Jesus Christ, we can become truly rich.
请你帮助我们这些已经在基督里面富足的人，让我们在地上的时候常常来思考如何更好的为神积财，为神使用。
Now help us to understand as being true rich man on earth, to understand how we can be used in your service.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，下面我请三位。